Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning and the 19th of November. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I have Jared here at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Who's sitting there just frothing for the chance to give us the weather for the next for the rest of this week.
All right. Well, it's currently 45 degrees here in downtown Reading. Today's going to be mostly sunny. Actually, it's going to be sunny all the way through Sunday, it looks like. The high of 58 today, a low of 38. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 63, a low of 36. Saturday, a high of 65, a low of 36. And then Sunday, it's going to be patchy, frost, then partly sunny with a high of 61, a low of 40, and a slight chance of showers on Sunday night.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, veterans, you get another discount added on top of the regular discount from Shasta Gas Propane. It's just a way of Chuck and Judy saying thank you to the veterans. Of course, he's a veteran also. So give him a call, 365-3793. So I'm here with Richard Gallardo, Lori Bridgeford, and Corey Allen. And Richard called me and said that they wanted to buy an hour on the show. And I said, well, that's good, but you don't need to do that to come in and speak about COVID. I've had doctors and health professionals all speaking about it, and this is probably another take on COVID and lockdowns and things like this. And I said, instead of doing that, just bring me toys for our Toys for Tots box, which you put some in there. You didn't fill it up, but that's okay. I think it's half full.
Not quite full.
It's half full. So I still need people to come down, bring out your unwrapped toy or game, and bring it down and put it in our Toys for Tots box. Because I tell you what, during this time of the year and during all this that's going on, it's going to be some tight Christmases for some families out there. So I think if you can come in and give us a toy, it'll go to a child that maybe wouldn't have a Christmas with toys if it wasn't for that. So, okay. So, Richard, I'll start off with you.
Yeah, thanks again, Carl. I'm going to say this again. I really appreciate this format because local radio, local news, that's how we're going to get our local issues. And Corey and Lori, yeah, that rhymes. Corey and Lori are going to talk about issues that are actually international but absolutely have local ramifications. And there's information that Corey has found, and he will discuss it after he introduces himself. I think most of our audience knows Lori and myself, so I don't think we need to go there. But again, I want to thank Carl for this format. This is an extremely important format to get local news out by local citizens. And thank you, Carl, for referring the donation to the Toys for Tots.
Well, you know, we're community radio when we started this 10 years ago, almost 11, starting 11 here next month. It was the idea was, you know, we may not have to agree with each other, but we should have an open forum that people can discuss things.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, and get that out there without rancor, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
That you don't, you know, end up, you know, screaming or pulling guns on each other or calling each other names. Yes. You don't have to agree, but you should be able to listen.
I guess that's
kind of where we're at.
We're going to hear lots of facts and data today, and you're going to hear source material for everybody to look up. So, and good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Carl.
And Corey and Lori are going to compliment each other quite well today. They are very good researchers, and they have their specialties that they like to do research on. So, Corey, if you could you introduce yourself to the audience and give them a short background for yourself, and then maybe we can get into the information that's very critical here.
Yeah, my name's Corey Allen. I'm a veteran, Air Force, did time with military police, was my job. Lately, been, you know, doing a lot of research, as you brought up, and fighting the tyranny that's going on right now. And it's really important to know and keep up to date with what is going on because things are moving very fast. So I have these documents here relating to the COVID-19 vaccination program. Okay, that's what we're going to be going over this morning. I'm going to try to cover a lot. So
now, your documents come from where?
Okay, so this one comes straight from CDC.
Okay.
CDC.gov, you can find that document. And this is actually version 2.0, so they've updated it October 29th. So it's just a couple, 2.5 weeks old.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I like to tell people is where you're getting this from. Like, you know, you're getting this from Tom's, you know, the last stall on the left.
Right.
You know,
right.
We might want to let people know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And so I originally found these documents from this COVID-19 vaccination plan, which you could find on the California Department of Public Health. That's cdph.ca.gov under vaccine planning. Okay, so that was the first document that I found. That's dated October 16th. There's only one version for that. So the CDC is the COVID-19 vaccination program interim playbook for jurisdiction operations. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and get into that.
Yeah. All
right, so page 5, the goal of the U.S. government is to have enough COVID-19 vaccine for all people in the United States who wish to be vaccinated. Again, at the bottom of this page, it talks about Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Immunization, and Vaccines for Children Cooperative Agreement funding recipients, i.e. awardees, should use this document to develop and update their COVID-19 vaccination plans. Within their vaccination plans, awardees must address all requirements outlined in the playbook and clearly describe the responsibilities for ensuring activities are implemented. All awardees have submitted their interim plans for their CDC project officer. So the plans is this right here. So this is California's plan, okay? So and the funding recipients, this has to do with the CARES Act. So I'm going to keep going through this.
Okay, so what it is, like you said, it's the playbook for the vaccinations. And I took out of they did say in there who wants to be vaccinated, right?
Yes, it is. And so throughout these documents,
it doesn't say anything like will be or we're going to, you know, there's no threats in it. Could I say that?
So when you mention threats, are you...
You know, like if you don't get vaccinated, you know, and we don't put the stamp on your forehead, you're not going to travel out of your house or something like that.
Well, there are...
I mean, that's, you know, you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. And we are already seeing that.
Okay. Well, okay, but I just want to, you know, just make sure that I, you know, that... And you laid it out, you know, here's the playbook for those that want to be vaccinated. Okay, let's go.
Absolutely. Okay, so...
I tell you what, let me take a quick break here. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have more time on the other side. We got till 7:45 today, so I want to get out as much information. I'll try not to interrupt. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number has done a number of studies, as you can probably imagine, and that every night that their Sleep IQ technology collects over 13 billion data points, conducting one of the largest sleep studies in the world while improving sleep physiology. And sleepers on Sleep Number average 6 to 17 minutes more of quality sleep during the spring pandemic than before. Averaging even 15 minutes more quality sleep per night can boost immunity. It helps making decisions, flushing out harmful toxins, all of these things when you get a good night's sleep. And right now you can discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. And now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at our Sleep Number store, which is over in the Target Shopping Center, right down next to the Vitamin Shop. The my Sleep Number setting is 65 last night, and Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 50. So you can adjust these on the kind of day you've had, and we've had some weird days lately. So it does get adjusted. Try it out. Go down. Lay on a Sleep Number mattress. It's been rated the top 2 mattresses in its category by Consumer Reports. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Richard Gallardo, Lori Bridgeford, and Corey Allen.
Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of RABA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
I know, it's terrible.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 7:19 in the morning, and on the 19th, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission of Advanced Primary as an advanced primary stroke facility. Team of experts provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients. Also one of the highest-rated hospitals for the centers of Medicare and Medicaid. And I don't need asides from you, and you know who I'm talking about. Okay, I'm here with Richard Gallardo, Lori Bridgeford, and Corey Allen. And we're talking about COVID, and we're talking about the vaccination thing. So go on, Corey.
Thank you. And so there's a lot to go over here. I just want to put my Facebook page out there, Hermit Strawman. I have a lot of information on my page regarding these documents. So I'm on page 6 of the COVID-19 vaccination program, the CDC playbook here, and we are talking about improvement planning, okay? Gaps in program planning are often identified when plans are tested. How are they tested? Right here with full-scale vaccination exercise. Okay, and then you got workshop exercises and actual COVID-19 vaccination program implementation. So coming down here, it is important for jurisdictions to have full situational awareness. There's much to learn from past experiences. Okay, so I want to go over what is a jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is found on page 9. Jurisdiction refers to the federal immunization funding awardees. Okay, remember I talked about the awardees earlier. And their state public health emergency preparedness counterparts who are tasked with developing COVID-19 vaccination plans for submission to CDC. All right, and I'm going to keep going on here. It is important to identify any weaknesses by conducting exercises, including workshops or tabletop, functional, or full-scale exercises. For example, vaccination clinics, such as those planned for essential workers, are an excellent opportunity for exercises. Okay, I brought this up before, healthcare workers. That flu vaccination mandate was an exercise. Okay, so.
Corey, can you impart to the listeners, why do you think that word exercise is important in these documents?
It is very, very important because on page 7, it takes you to FEMA. Everybody knows what FEMA is? FEMA has posted information on its Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program that jurisdictions may find useful as they plan their own exercises. Okay, so you got to keep in mind here, when things are highlighted in blue like that and underlined, that's a link, okay? And that takes you to a whole other document that I'm going to jump into right now. Okay, so this is on page B, the purpose, okay? So right away, exercises are an important component of preparedness by providing the whole community with the opportunity to shape, planning, assess, and validate capabilities and address areas for improvement. Okay, so what is the whole community? That's everybody. That's all of society. It comes down to the organizations, even the churches. Okay, the churches are really talked about in these documents. They want to get support from ministries, church leaders, they're going to get everybody involved. What are capabilities? Capabilities are the means to accomplish a mission, function, or objective based on the performance of related tasks. So the next page I want to get into. Exercise practitioners are encouraged to apply and adapt the HCEP doctrine. That's what this document is. To meet their specific needs.
What is that acronym for the listener?
Yes, I'll say that again. Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program. Okay, so this is breaking down exercises that the jurisdictions can refer to. Okay, whole community integration. Everybody is at play here. Purple tier, again, exercise.
So I'm curious why Homeland Security is involved in what should be a illness vaccination response. I'm wondering, why is Homeland Security involved in a cold virus?
It's a good question. But they've been doing this for years. They've been doing this with the H1N1. I mean, past, they call them vaccination campaigns. Okay, so when it's talking about lessons learned, they are studying these events, these campaigns. Okay, so and now we have a worldwide pandemic. And it comes down to the purple tier, the masks. It's all exercises, and they're studying us, okay? That's what it comes down to. They're seeing their weaknesses and their strengths and where they need to improve.
And didn't we have a local one, if I can interject, with Dr. Ramstrom, our health officer, with the medical essential workers and so forth, and they no longer were they were told they would have to wear a mask and also be vaccinated for the seasonal flu. taking away their civil liberties and their rights, there was an immediate pushback, and we had, what, three rallies? And even the Board of Supervisors had some reaction that they're like, where is this coming from? This feels a lot like overreach, and it's not in her jurisdiction. And it was walked back and rescinded, and 2 days later?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a test.
I could see where Homeland Security's into it for the one reason is if you have a number of people, if this thing just, you know, goes where you have your military and the infrastructure, people running infrastructure. So I can see where Homeland Security would be as one of the government agencies involved.
Okay.
That's where I would see.
Yeah, so the vaccination program is going to be divided up into three phases. First phase is going to be the biggest one where vaccine doses are limited, and we're looking at a mass vaccination event. Okay, so those kinds of words, I mean, the verbiage in here is just really concerning because we're talking about a vaccine that's hardly been tested. And I want to emphasize there's two doses, okay, 21 to 28 days apart. And also keep in mind, one size fits all with this vaccine. A 10-pound baby will get the same size vaccine as a 300-pound man.
No different than the flu shots that they're already doing.
Right.
It's always been that way.
Two doses are required, 21 to 28 days apart.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's – I'm not a doctor, but, yeah, when you give – you give something 10 pounds, the same dose as somebody 300 pounds, that's obviously going to have a much different effect.
I'm not. Does it say they're going to inoculate babies?
That's been suggested.
Children are targeted. Pregnant women are targeted. Everybody is going to be targeted in this vaccination program.
And they're already giving babies what they call a vitamin K shot, which is not a vitamin, by the way. It's mm-hmm. blood clotting. And they also give the hepatitis B, and that is for a newborn
okay.
baby.
And that's a separate topic because I mean we can go on and on about how many times a baby has been vaccinated, but let's stay on COVID here because right now what I'm getting is this is their plan on how they're going to inoculate.
Absolutely. So I'm just jumping to page 15. I know I'm going to not have enough time here, but critical populations, healthcare personnel. LTCF residents, that is residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities, people with underlying medical conditions, people 65 years of age and older, people from racial and ethnic minority groups, tribal communities, and I want to jump on tribal. That's there's information in here on that. Correctional facilities, homeless, colleges, schools, people who work in educational settings. Rural communities is on here. People with disabilities, people who are under or uninsured. Okay, so that's a critical population. Also, law enforcement, emergency workers. Right here, page 16 on version 2. Jurisdictions should create visual maps of these populations. Okay, they're going to be. They have a mapping tool actually in this document, and it lays out the entire country, and it shows Medicare recipients. This is the census. I wanted to mention, you know, we just recently had the census, you know, so all this is getting documented. The convenience of receiving vaccination at the place of employment may also result in increased vaccination coverage. Okay. So they're going to make this convenient for people. They're going to have it like access, accessibility everywhere.
Oh, I imagine you'll be able to get this shot almost everywhere down at mm-hmm. the VA at, Any place.
We're talking here. Also mobile clinics, drive-through vaccination, parking lots.
Faith-based might get involved with PCR testing or, you know, you're
going and, absolutely. And you see where Mercy Hospital is going to be one of the seven hospitals in California that's going to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the first iteration.
So a big deal in this program is partnerships, okay, with trusted community organizations can facilitate early agreement on communication channels and methods for rapidly disseminating information and ultimately ensuring these groups have access to vaccination. Partners, okay, here's just a few of them that I'm going to name. Pharmacies, first responder organizations, homeless shelters, religious groups, as we're talking about, and other community groups, schools and institutions of higher learning. These are partners, guys. These groups will be the first to be vaccinated before other critical populations. Okay, and then so on page 17, there's another link to this document. This is Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security Interim Framework for COVID-19 Vaccine Allocation and Distribution in the U.S. Okay, so again, that's a link. It takes you to this 40-page document. What does this contain? This is containing the ethical framework, okay? So they're making this look like it's something like a privilege for society, this vaccine, and it's going through the ethical, like if you're familiar with ethics and philosophy, it's really getting down to how this is equitable. There's language in here like the common good. It's really focusing on minorities and races. It's really interesting. It's got a socialistic type of nature, and so I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, we're going to need to take a quick break.
All right.
And we'll come right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, the only place I've had a haircut for the last 13 years since I've lived here. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only, so you can give them a call at 244-9478. They you wear disposable drapes. They have masks on, so you can go there without feeling like you're being exposed to anything except a great haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9. Or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be three gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 45 degrees out there, and it's 7:34 in the morning. I'm here with Richard Gallardo and Lori Bridgeford and Corey Allen. And in the last segments, we've been talking about where the information comes from, and it all comes out of the government, the things that Corey was talking about. But now we're moving on from there. So please continue.
Absolutely. So we were talking, I got to get you guys up to speed. What does this all matter? What are these? What can we expect from this? Now, this is where it gets a little disturbing. Page 21, we're talking about adverse events, okay? Serious adverse events are defined as death, okay? So this is where we need to worry about. Later on, it talks about the PREP Act, okay, and liability immunity and the covered person. So all this is being planned out. It's expected to have serious consequences. And then, you know, page 65 talks about the compensation program, the CICP, which is the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, may also provide benefits to certain survivors of individuals who die as a direct result of the administration or use of such covered countermeasures. Covered countermeasures are any antiviral, any other drug, any biological, any diagnostic, any other device, any respiratory protective device, or any vaccine. Okay, so this is why we need to be more concerned about what's going on here. Covered persons, page 66, also the EUA, okay, but I want to say covered persons, manufacturers, distributors, program planners, qualified persons, and the United States. Even the United States is a covered person.
So
in this.
Does this mean that, okay, it either means that you can't sue anybody over this? Does it also say there's an insurance policy for somebody that dies from this? Did I hear that in there?
The VAERS program, V-A-E-R-S program.
Okay. So if you take the vaccine, you die from the vaccine, and there's going to be some kind of monetary payment?
Vaccine
or not?
Court. There's vaccine court, but it's really not a court.
Okay.
And very few people ever win anything at all.
Okay.
And it's very
I just want to make it so what you're saying here is the people being covered on this whole thing, is anybody that has to do with the vaccine, giving the vaccine to people?
Oh, absolutely. Those are covered as well.
Okay.
Pharmacists, and I just want to read this sentence right here. One of the requirements to be covered, the licensed pharmacist must inform his or her childhood vaccination patients and the adult caregiver accompanying the child of the importance of a well child visit. Okay, so what happens at a well child visit? Vaccination.
Health exam? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, health is being defined as vaccines for the well child visit. So one of the requirements is to push vaccines. This is a requirement for liability immunity. EUA, let's talk about EUA for a second. That's the emergency use authorization. Within that, it is anticipated that COVID-19 vaccines will initially be authorized under an EUA. Vial and carton labels for vaccine authorized under an EUA will contain slight variations from labels. There's no expiration date that needs to be put on these vials. I mean, does that concern people?
Well,
no expiration date?
Keep in mind, now, when you have it phrased as the Operation Warp Speed, this is when you're rushing science and they are not having animal testing. Pfizer's claiming they have effectiveness of 94%. That's a press release, people. That's not a peer-reviewed study. We're not getting numbers, data, facts, anything. They're having 100% side effects in the high-dose trials, some in the mid-dose trials. Some people have died. Some people have been paralyzed. This is astonishing. I don't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted mention that we're dealing with numbers and stats, and this is why people are so frustrated between cases versus an infection. They use those words interchangeably. This is why I believe the Board of Supervisors has gotten a lot more heat and reaction. This is why we've all met each other greatly through all of this consternation and debate. We have long ago needed a town hall. We've never gotten one, and we don't get to have a dialogue with Donnell Ewert or Karen Ramstrom, DO, because they'd rather have us at the mic for 3 minutes and say your time is up. Mm-hmm. We're not learning, and this is why we're getting more and more frustrated with as our businesses collapse, and we're going to be in purple-red tier. We can't do that very much longer.
No, we can't. The side effects of the collateral damage, I should say, of this COVID is something that we're going to be living with for years. Even if the COVID went away tomorrow, we'd still be dealing with this for years. So where are we going with this is that before you put something in your body, you need to know what it is, mm-hmm. side effects, and not just something that the government prints out.
And the pressure is coming. The pressure is coming. Ticketmaster, about a week and a half ago, they're going to start enforcing, if you're going to go to their concert venues, that you're going to have to show a COVID test within 3 days or a COVID vaccination proof. And they're likely going to use a phone application to track that, folks. And that's just where the contact tracing comes in. So this whole vaccination program, it's going to be interfering in pretty much all aspects of our life. Okay, Costco has started clamping down again mm-hmm. on masks. There's some local companies have never let go of the mask mandate. It's going to continue to get worse. So if Lori or Corey could maybe discuss some of the pitfalls, the dangers of an untested vaccine.
We have about 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's just so much to cover, and I know it's overwhelming. This is the news most people don't want to hear. They don't mm-hmm. want to listen to it. They'd rather be either in denial or call us anti-vaxxers. Sure. And really, most people are vax hesitant because they've experienced injury by their child mm-hmm. or their child has died. So these people did trust medicine. They did trust what the health experts were telling them. And mounting evidence is more and more whistleblowers like local Dr. Brian Hooker. It was the whole reason why we had the film vaxxed. The PCR test is also very controversial, and it's absolutely crucial to keep us on our knees, afraid, and in panic. Media sometimes extends and magnifies that as well. And I'm talking about the mainstream media, not the alternative media. So the PCR, it's a research tool. It is not a diagnostic tool. A man that invented this won a Nobel Prize in chemistry. And he said long ago when they were trying to pull this test on the HIV, blaming it for AIDS, and already he's saying that's not what this is for. It's an amplification. It's a magnification. There's no set standard. There's 150 different labs, like 30, 40 different companies that have their own proprietary way of doing it. So you never know when you take a test. They're not going to tell us what the amplification level was. Was it a 20? 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, and on. Everyone's getting it different. What was that? Elon Musk said he tested positive, negative, positive.
Two positive, two negative.
Yeah, and then they're doing home kits, so they're going to trust us to shove something up our nose and put it in a vial and then shove it in a device. So I'm just trying to not so much dwell too much on the PCR. People can look it up. But
Where can they look that up, Lori?
Just search PCR. It stands for polymerase chain reaction.
Okay, don't use Google, folks. Please use alternative search engines.
DuckDuckGo has already been kind of hijacked a bit, too.
Well,
but
keep looking, but don't use Google.
I didn't say Google. I said look it up. Yeah, and Carl, you know this. It's very difficult to find information. The censorship is just massive at this point.
I've noticed that when I put in a search, that everything comes up. If I'm looking for negative comments, I'll never find them. I will never find a negative. You know, somebody said it's mm-hmm. you have to search and search. It's been eliminated. Many of the topics, not all the topics, but many of the topics.
Well, yeah. I'll wrap up quick here before the next break, and then I hope to dive in about this new.
Well, we're just going
to
keep going, and then because I'm going to do another 5 or 6 minutes here.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Carl. So just as a quick reminder for those of you that may already know this, the PCR test is picking up on dead fragments, old fragments, other coronavirus, and that's the common cold, common flu. There's many strains. We've had it since day one. We've never had a vaccine for the cold. We've never had a vaccine for AIDS, HIV. We've never had a vaccine for cancer. We're constantly doing these fundraisers and please donate and find a cure and fight this and battle that. There's something going on in Big Pharma, and this is why a lot of people are starting to mistrust the CDC. And we know, they took back the mortality. It was not as scary and massive as it was in the beginning, which scared the you-know-what out of all of us. And there's 5G technology that's a part of this. Time permitting, I want to talk about this mRNA. This is this vaccine that they're proposing that needs to be stored in either minus 70 degrees Celsius or 103 or 112. I'm hearing all kinds of different degree modifications.
And it's really frozen.
Super frozen.
They've got to transport it like that and then let it thaw and use it in a half an hour from the time it's thawed.
So, Lori,
what could go wrong?
Right, Lori. mRNA. I've heard that these mRNAs are going, when that gets in your body, it's actually going to affect your individual DNA or RNA.
It will. Mutation. It will hijack, and you're no longer. Your body's going to say, "Hey, this isn't human," and so you're going to have some antibody. You're going to have a reaction.
Yep.
Well, this stuff, when it thaws in your body, 98.6 or whatever, it's going to start shattering, and it's going to be like this. Think of it as an internal weapon is now unleashed in your bloodstream, which doesn't belong there. Your body's going to start to go, "What's going on?" And when they have 5G or really sharp device, that's going to have your cell wall open, close. Anything can come in, anything can go out, and then they're going to say you need a booster because people are dying now of COVID. So now, do you see the vicious snake eat the tail? More shots, more forced vaccines.
These documents talk about that, exactly.
So it's going to be another thing. People, slow down. Yes, they make it sound like it's the greatest thing ever. They've already said that these vaccines will possibly reduce a couple symptoms. Never will it help about contagiousness. So really slow down, people. They have not done sufficient studies. They're trying to make it sound like it's going to save anything. This is a synthetic going in your body, your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take this out. You can't remove it. And if they're going to put this nanobot technology so they can track and trace you, or this luciferase, which is a luminescent glowing thing so they can check you, think of it as a chip. Some people call it the mark of the beast.
Yeah, Bill Gates talked about that, did he not? He talked about that, those certain markings.
And they have patents on this. And by the way,
he's on video. Gates is on video talking about a lot of this stuff.
And predicting it, exactly.
Yes.
It's an absolute fright. As the patents have been out there, and they've had test kits, COVID-19, sold worldwide in 2017 and 2018. Millions of these test kits. Well, guess what? In September 5th of this year, they were saying, why are we having a test kit when COVID just hit? It just landed and it was unleashed, whether it was from the Wuhan lab or Fort Dix, and then they were doing the illegal stuff, so it had to go to Wuhan. I mean, it's such a cluster, folks. Yes, we know it's a mess. It's giving us all a headache, and we just have to stay on top of it and start having these conversations and dialogue that if people are already having comorbid conditions or they've had flu shots every year of their life, or if they were in the military, some people have never been told what shot they got, inoculation. The gunshots, not gun, but the air. Yeah,
vaccine guns.
Yeah, with the two-pronged, looks like a snake bite. Right. Yep. So there's a lot of issues.
All right. So today we've had Richard Gallardo, Lori Bridgeford, and Corey Allen with us talking about there is, you know, before you get inoculated, you need to know all the facts. So I think, and that's the bottom line, before you just trust the CDC, which has changed its guidelines several times, you need to research this. And we're going to put Corey's got a bunch of stuff from the CDC that, you know, I mean, you can go in and look at it at your leisure on who gets it and who doesn't and the ramifications. And Lori's talked more about what can happen.
Yeah, and I should remind people, if you are interested in what I'm talking about here and sharing about this liquefied gas to frozen to special distribution and storage, go to MikeAdamsNaturalNews.com. He's the health ranger. He had a 26-minute video, and he had some other supportive video as well. This is exotic nanotechnology. There's an aerogel in this. I could barely keep up with we're not being told this. We're just being told the cure is here, basically, or, you know, we'll go back to life as normal. No, we're not really going to go back to what was normal. This is why they keep saying it. Watch what our governor, Gavin Newsom, is doing.
And I think we can end on that one, that watch what's happening. Newsom, as far as I'm concerned, should be recalled tomorrow after this French Laundry fiasco that he did. So, hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you for having us.
And it won't be the last time. As we get closer and closer to this thing, I think we could come back. We've already done laid the groundwork here and then go back and talk about other things that this could be.
Right.
People, even though this is kind of the alternative version in the sense of, you know, we got the government version, you got other people researching it.
Yep.
It's important that people hear things and then you research it yourself. That's the big thing.
Yep.
You know, just don't listen to Lori and Corey and Carl and,
right.
and Richard. Research it yourself if you've got
absolutely.
Questions.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
And we need the whistleblowers.
Okay.
thank you, Corey.
Well, no, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing. We'll be right back after these messages. October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606 That's 222-8606.
It's a little bit funny.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 605-4567 and 7:54 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course, and this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Hey, Bastiani Arms started just about the same time we did and has built a reputation on customer service, having the types of firearms you want, all the accessories. And during this crazy time where people are buying out every gun that hits the shelves, as they come in, he's getting shipments all the time, so you want to check it out at 2539 Larchburg. You want any work done on your guns? He and his people are just the best gunsmiths you're going to find. All of this is at Bastiani Arms. You can give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. During this time frame, call him there, or if you show up and the door's locked, they're in there, just give them a call. And you will be able to spend all the time you want in there. Bastiani Arms. Okay, we talk about what's happening to our community. I got a phone call this morning about, 6 o'clock from a friend of mine, Perry Cormains, from Just for Hunting. And he was taking out today a 10-year-old boy who's got cancer, and he's taking him out turkey hunting. In fact, two boys. And they had it set up, at the places, and I know that they were going to have just a wonderful time. So after Perry had loaded his truck, and it was cold, and this is why I'm bringing this up. It's cold outside, so you may turn on your vehicle to let it warm up. Well, when he went, after he loaded the truck, he went back inside, got his cup of coffee, walked back out. Now, how long does that take? Well, he came out, his truck was gone. Gone. So he immediately calls the police. Now, his truck is camouflaged because he's also a representative from Mossy Oak, a major, major sporting clothes manufacturer. Well, the police found the truck over in Bonaventura, a couple miles away. However, the two shotguns in the back that he had were taken. So the police are involved in this, and they got the dogs out, so, they're tracking. But here's what I wanted to tell everybody. This man is a very, very alert person. He doesn't he lives in the city itself, in our town. The truck was parked back inside next to the door, and this happened at 10 till 5 this morning. So we have Denzians out there that just walk along the streets checking out cars and trucks. And they found this truck running, and off they went. So just be very, 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 very careful out there. If you leave your car running, there's no guarantee. And the door's open. There's no guarantee it's going to be there when you come back. And with the, right after the break, we've got Stephanie Bridget with us. And I'm sure she could elaborate on that, about the amount of petty crime, car thefts, and all these. Even though the number of car thefts seem to be going down, do not leave your car unlocked by any means. The other thing, too, is, during this time frame, start checking in with your friends. Make sure your friends are okay. One of my best buddies, as you know, has got COVID. And he is down. He was still down yesterday. That's 5 days. Now, this guy could take a 7.62 round in his chest and be back to work the next day. So this tells you how tough this COVID can be. And I realize we were talking with people who, they're really not sure about the vaccine or a number of other things. Well, I've seen COVID up close and personal. That's why Linda and I got tested, not because we were exposed by him, but we may have been. That's why we got tested. We haven't heard anything yet. I would recommend that you use the safety measures, use the mask, use the hand sanitizer, keep your distance. As you know, we did cancel our trip to Thanksgiving. To Thanksgiving to see the kids, because I talked to my daughter yesterday, who's a nurse down there. It is unbelievable. Their hospitals are being, you know, the hospitals have so many patients with COVID, they're having to take whole wards, whole levels of that hospital and move people out so they can put COVID in there. They're flying them in into Albuquerque. They're flying them in. And then the reservation, which had gone into kind of a decline, has just exploded again, too. So it's out there. And they are, you know, at what point do they get where their ICUs are filled? And then what do you start doing? Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget joins us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
President Trump says the pieces are very nicely falling into place in his battle to ensure the integrity of the election. We'll learn more in about 1 hour when Mr. Trump's election lawyers hold what the president describes as an important news conference, Mr. Trump writing on Twitter of a very clear and viable path to victory. Georgia's manual ballot recount wrapping up, the results expected to be announced later today. Citing alleged irregularities in the vote, the Trump campaign set to shell out several million dollars for recounts in a couple of predominantly Democrat counties in Wisconsin.
The recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties could begin as soon as Thursday and must be done by December 1st. Dean Knudsen, a Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, said President Trump raised, quote, significant legal questions that have never been adjudicated in Wisconsin, unquote.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. In Michigan's Wayne County, Elections Board Republicans have signed sworn affidavits saying they were bullied and coerced into certifying the election. As the coronavirus surge gains momentum, New York City's public schools closing again, all instruction shifting online. In Los Angeles, new restrictions for businesses will kick in tomorrow, while in Arizona, Health Services Director Dr. Kara Crist says COVID-19 positivity rates are spiking in all but two counties.
Arizona, like the rest of the nation, continues to see a concerning increase in cases, percent positivity, and COVID-19 patients in ICU and inpatient beds.
More Americans filing for jobless benefits last week than the week before. 742,000 applications were filed. Stocks remain mixed on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 97 points, while the Nasdaq trading 35 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Secretary of State Pompeo visiting Israel says the U.S. will regard the Palestinian-led boycott movement as anti-Semitic and will cut support to any organization taking part in the movement. The BBC's Yolanda Nell is in Jerusalem.
It follows Mr. Pompeo saying last year that settlements weren't necessarily illegal under international law, breaking from decades of U.S. foreign policy. Palestinian leaders called the plan a provocation and said it would set a dangerous precedent. There have already been protests. It's also suggested that Mr. Pompeo will go to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, which was officially recognized by Washington as part of Israel on his watch.
And Pompeo has visited an Israeli West Bank settlement, becoming the first top American diplomat to do so. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard claims it has launched a heavy warship, vessel capable of carrying helicopters, drones, and missile launchers. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, it looks like Apple will have to part with some of its
pocket change.
The Cupertino, California-based company will pay $113 million to settle the latest case, alleging that the trend-setting company duped customers by deliberately slowing down older iPhones to help extend the life of their batteries. The payment announced Wednesday in Arizona resolves a case brought by more than 30 states. Apple acknowledged a software update released in 2017 bogged down the performance of older iPhones. It follows a previous settlement requiring Apple to pay up to $500 million to settle a class action lawsuit brought in California. Apple defended its actions as a way to protect older iPhones, but critics contended the company did its best to help spur sales of newer models. Keith Peters reporting.
Drug maker Pfizer planning to seek emergency use authorization tomorrow from the Food and Drug Administration for its COVID-19 vaccine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it is the 19th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate community. Encourage Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here. Trisha's not here today. She's taking a day off. So phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The man at the helm, the man with the final word,
Jared. Good morning, girl. Yeah. It's 43 degrees currently downtown. It's going to be sunny all the way through Sunday. Today we have a high of 58, a low of 38. Tomorrow a high of 63, a low of 36. Saturday a high of 65, a low of 36. And on Sunday it's going to be high of 61, a low of 40 with a slight chance of showers.
What about next week? Are we looking at any showers on Monday or Tuesday?
It looks like we have a slight chance on Monday.
Okay. Because it rained really well yesterday as we watched Sheriff McGreeny get out of his car. And from the time he got out of his car and walked across the sidewalk, he was soaked. He came in, and then the rain stopped a little bit. Hey, weather reports always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, they are upping that discount for our veterans to thank them. Give them a call at 365-3793 for all your propane needs. It's the propane's the same, okay? The propane's the same. It all comes out of one area. It's the service that counts, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. We've got Randall Hempling on the phone. Randall, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Stephanie. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, no.
Good morning.
No,
guys.
No.
After your previous guest this morning, I mean, they used a shotgun to debunk everything, but I want to talk just about the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, that they said had not been tested, that there had been deaths and these things. I'm one of the lab rats. I'm one of the people that volunteered to get the vaccine. I don't know whether I got the vaccine or the placebo. I will find out soon once it's approved. But they said that the information came out just from a press release. Well, it came from a press release from Pfizer after it had gone to what's called an investigation review board, which is a standalone group that all the data goes into them. It does not go to Pfizer. You know, everything about me goes to that group. They investigate it. They come up and find that it's efficacious to a level of 95%. Then they give it to Pfizer, and Pfizer goes public with it. That's how that happened.
Okay, so there's an independent group that checks it.
Yeah,
it's not just Pfizer.
It's an independent group, and that's for every investigational drug. It happens always that way.
Okay.
The drug company doesn't know until that group says it's cool. Now, the other thing, she said there were deaths. There are the people who got the vaccine, there were 9 people who got COVID. Out of 22,000, 9 people got COVID, 1 of them serious. Nobody died.
Okay.
That's why I'm so happy, because hopefully I got the vaccine. If I didn't, I'm going to be fortunate enough. They're going to offer me the vaccine, I believe, if I got the placebo. So I'll, you know, get kind of a heads up on it. But the vaccine, it's one of those things that you do, or you stand the risk of getting COVID, which we all know has dramatic effects all across the board, even for people who appear healthy. That's all I want. I just wanted to debunk that one aspect. There are others. But
well, you know what?
It's really important that people not be afraid of the vaccine.
Well, after their segments were over, I stood outside with them, and I told them not using your name. about you for doing this. And he said, why would he do it? I said, well, first of all, he's the kind of guy that does so much for our community. I couldn't think of him not doing it because you're putting your body out there on the line again like you did in the Marines and other things that you've done to help our community. So we owe you and the rest of the lab rats a lot of thanks.
Yeah, there are a lot of people here in town who volunteered for this, and I'm proud of every one of them. They took a risk.
Yeah, they did.
And vaccines, you know, and when the gentleman said that it's one size fits all, it is not. And she said, yeah, like the flu vaccine. No, the flu vaccine's not one size fits all. I'm an older person, as are you. You get a bigger dose.
Wait a minute.
You get a bigger dose. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You get a four times dose. Yeah. Think about that. No, and they didn't test it on 10-pound babies.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. So
I think babies are safe.
You can choose your information. Yeah, well, we all know children are immune. So, that's another story. So I'm sorry I took up so much of your time.
I'm so glad you called, because you're the one that's been in the test. You've got the information. Nobody's died from this in the Pfizer test. One person out of all the 2,200 people they gave it to, from what I understand, nine people came 22, down.
22,000.
22,000. Yeah.
There were actually 44,000. 22,000 got placebo.
Okay.
Of the placebo side, 180 got sick, 9 serious, which is a kind of, that's about the average in society. That's what you would expect.
Okay. All right.
Because of the placebo, you know, they weren't given any drug. So this drug works.
Okay.
And it's not full of a whole bunch of bots for mind control.
Okay.
So far as I can tell. Not yet, anyway.
Well, we'll see. When you come in, I'm going to put a black light on you and see if you glow.
Yeah, if I glow. Yeah, okay. If my eyes start to glimmer. That'll be the test, I think.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Randy. Okay.
Well, and thanks, Stephanie. Thanks so much for everything you do. I mean, I know you're up against a pretty tough bunch of work, but we all appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Hey, you know what? Stephanie Bridget's here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take an early break so we can just start in right after that.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community-oriented bank. This is our local bank. Board of directors are local. Everything's local. And they stood up when this COVID first started with this Paycheck Protection Program. Not only did they help all of our customers, they helped people that were not their customers, that I'm sure some of them rolled over and said, you know what? I'm going to come over to Cornerstone Community Bank, because Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to come in and experience how they move local dreams forward. Two branches here in town at 1845 California Street and the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Good morning and welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. For those of you who just tune in on Thursdays because you want to hear Trish, Trish is not here today, I'm sorry. So you have me, Carl, for this hour. Phone line's here, 605-4567. It's 45 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. It looks like it's going to be a really nice day. Tomorrow about the same, and Saturday, Sunday, looks like we could be getting some rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And let me say, my friends, Christmas is quickly approaching. Not only do you have the pressure of everything going on around here, now you have Christmas. Well, Rebecca will make it really easy for you, guys. If you need to find that special piece of jewelry, they have estate jewelry, Native American jewelry. They have jewelry they have designed themselves, one of a kind. They have it there at Four Winds Jewelry at very fair prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and her smiley face. The impact of COVID on our legal system has been tremendous. And we got good news yesterday from the sheriff. He's starting to be able to move some of these people out, but the rigors of moving people out of the jail who have been found guilty in court, and state prisons weren't taking them, but to do it, it's like a two-day trip because they've closed Governor Newsom. While he hasn't closed the French Laundry, has closed reception centers for prisoners.
Right.
You know what? Just get used to it. I'm going to be talking about that for a week.
Yeah.
Only
a week?
Okay, it'll probably be longer.
Okay.
And they said, well, we were outside, but they showed photos of it.
Yeah.
If outside's having three walls, and then they close off the fourth wall because they were getting rambunctious and too loud for the rest of the diners in there. And there were a lot of diners in there. 100 people in there.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Governor Newsom. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. You know what? What a jerk. Okay, now.
Now that you got that out of your
system. I had to get that out of my system. And we'll probably have to do that for the next 2 weeks, month.
Right.
Sometime next year.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So the impact it's had on our court system.
Yeah. Well, we've certainly seen the impact. And I know I've talked a few times about the slowdown in the process of selecting juries and how, you know, trials that typically would take 5 days can take 5 weeks because they take forever to pick a jury panel, you know, pick the jurors for the case now because rightfully so, it's being done in a different process to try to minimize people's contact and risk and the number of people in the courtroom. But because of that, it's really causing a huge backlog in cases because every week we continue to have the same number of cases that are need to go out to trial, but now we've got a limited number of trial courtrooms that are full for extended amounts of time. So that ends up resulting in cases at times getting dismissed because there's not a courtroom to try the case in. We've had trials a lot more recently where jurors or witnesses have called in, can't come now, I'm quarantined, I'm in isolation, I'm COVID positive, any of those three. So now the case has to be put on hold even longer, put out a couple weeks until that person's available to come back. So the entire process is just really practically coming to a screeching halt.
And this could be a daisy chain because the defense attorney, I've been exposed, I have to spend 14 days at home.
Exactly.
Or the prosecutor, I guess you could probably, you might be able to roll another prosecutor in, but like you said, if you have five witnesses, this is not easy.
Yeah, I mean, you say you might be able to roll another prosecutor in. I know that can sometimes be the thought process, but we try very, very hard not to do that because the prosecutor has been assigned to the case. They've worked it up. They've met with the witnesses, the victims. They have those relationships.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
It's really to the just about the same extent as a defense attorney who has that relationship with their client. So, and, you know, quite frankly, we're seeing that too. I don't think any office is immune at this point to getting COVID or being impacted from it.
Not by the numbers that we're posting right here.
We've had situations in our office with people who have either tested positive or been quarantined, and it just really has a ripple effect throughout the entire office and the entire judicial system.
Wow. And then I can just, what happens, has this happened where you've impaneled a jury and one of them comes up positive?
Yeah, well, we've certainly had jurors who have had to, because there's alternate jurors.
Right,
so
I understand that.
We've had situations where a juror may be quarantined or positive or whatever, and we have to substitute in alternate jurors and then keep substituting them in until maybe you run out of substitute jurors.
How many substitute jurors do you usually pick for a trial?
It's going to depend on the case.
Yeah.
If we're doing a really quick 2-day jury trial in normal non-COVID times when we can actually do a trial in 2 days, we could have one alternate or two alternates. Typically, it's probably better to have two no matter what.
Yeah.
But if we're going to have a longer 3-, 4-, 5-month trial, that's when you get up there having 4 or 5 alternates or
now
even
the
more.
Alternates have to be there every day too.
Every day
getting their $12
yeah
or whatever how much it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much it is, but it's not very much. But they do have to be there every single day, watch all the evidence to the same extent as the seating jurors, because it happens frequently. So if you're called in for jury duty and you end up getting called selected as an alternate, Don't feel slighted, because that's a very, very important role that you're playing. And quite frankly, a lot of alternates are picked or have to substitute in at some point during the trial.
So you've got to pick them just like you would the jury, which
100%.
Which is a lot harder nowadays.
Yeah.
Because people wear masks.
Yeah, significantly harder. Not only are they wearing masks, but they're basically almost surrounding you around in the courtroom. They're out in the audience. They're in the jury box. They've just got them spread out all over the place. So if you're talking to someone in the, you know, far back corner, you've got someone almost sitting behind you. You can't even see their response.
I know. See, and that's the thing, is because when I wear my mask, and I mask up, you can't see anything but my eyes. Now, you may tell, you say, well, he's smiling. Oh, really, it could be just a snarl because your eyes move the same way. And so I can imagine trying to read a face because, as you pointed out before, you have to build a rapport with the jurors, both sides.
Absolutely. You have to build a rapport, but you also have to see, the jurors' reactions to each other. So that can be very difficult when you're talking to one juror, they're expressing their thoughts, their opinions, and then you have a juror who's practically behind you because you can't see them, and maybe they are responding negatively to what that juror is saying. And you had thought that person was good or this person's good, and they might both be good, but they might not be good together.
Well, do you have somebody else in there with you? When I imagine you do. If while you're questioning the jurors, do you have somebody else there watching, trying to watch everybody else's responses? Juror number one, when he did that, he shook his head violently, no, when the other person's talking or something like that?
We typically will have, on bigger cases, we can have our investigating officer with us, not always.
Right.
Bigger cases like homicides and stuff like that, we're typically going to have them there, and they're going to be watching for that, some of that stuff too. But you really get that skill from just doing lots of trials throughout your career. You create your own shorthand. Someone probably couldn't even read my post-it that I put together on a juror because it's my own internal shorthand of what's happening. And it's exactly that, something they frowned when this juror said that, and they might not get along if there's a contested issue.
I've never been on a jury. Many are called, few are chosen. And it's my group is never – I don't even ever get into the courthouse in my group. Would I be automatically disqualified because I know you and I know a lot of the police officers and all that?
Well, I hate to say automatically. You're going to be asked the same questions as far as if you can be fair and impartial. But there's probably a strong likelihood that you would be excused.
Yeah, probably from the defense.
Probably.
Well, what? And the thing is, I feel like I really could be fair and impartial to things like that. Are we seeing more violent cases coming in over the last 6 months?
Well, we've certainly had a lot of homicides this year.
It's every time it seems like you turn around, somebody, a 15-year-old kills another 15-year-old. Yeah. What was that about?
Yeah.
Or can you even talk
about
it?
That's a juvenile case. So I wouldn't be able to talk about that case. But
a 15-year-old. And then you just see where other people are. I see where you did get a conviction on somebody that was had murdered his roommate.
But you're right. We've had a lot of homicides this year. I would say, and I haven't looked at our total number for the year yet. We're getting ready to do our year-end stats. Can go over those when I'm in. Probably in January we'll have all of those.
I would like to hear that because the collateral damage that COVID is causing, I can't help but think domestic violence, anger issues, more drug and alcohol rages out there.
Right.
And that doesn't even get into, major assaults. You're just talking homicides.
Yeah.
What's the average from a homicide from the time it's committed and the person's arrested to the time they get to court, usually?
Get to court as in their trial?
In their trial,
their trial. Well, it's going to be rare that case goes to a jury trial within the first year.
Okay.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah, that's going to be rare. It happens, but it's rare.
And why is that?
Well, even though the arrest has been made, the case has been filed, there's still a lot of stuff that's occurring because typically that it just happened, the person is caught within, the minutes or hours or within just a couple days, and they're in custody, but there's a lot of witnesses that need to be interviewed, waiting to get autopsy report, having DOJ do all their analysis. All of that's going to take a really long time because of backlogs and shortages of staffing and everything that the state has to deal with when it comes to those types of things. So just waiting for all of that can take 6 months to a full year or longer at times to get everything we need. And then, the defense is getting the stuff as we're getting it. And then they're going to want to go consult their own experts, consult their own private labs to do their testings, which are going to take a significant amount of time. So once we factor all of that in and then once we have all that, you know, all of our ducks in a row, all of our evidence from both sides, then we start setting our trial dates. And, well, we don't have very many trial courtrooms in our county to try cases. So
if it was
every week we've got, you know, 10 plus cases ready for trial. We can't try them all.
How many court? How many? Four.
Yeah.
We have four courtrooms. If it's a
I mean, we've got more courtrooms, but doing act jury trials.
Okay. If it's a particularly egregious case, is that usually put on the front burner, or is that still the same thing? And I'm just making this up. Okay.
In my mind, I'm like, well, what's going to be particularly egregious? Because we have got a lot of really egregious cases.
Really? I mean, I was thinking of somebody that, you know, that murders a mother and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that to me is any type of child molestation. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. How do I say which is more egregious than the other?
You just talked yourself into that. Like,
I just, no, I answered my own question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. And, when we come back, I want to ask you about the impact on this new courthouse it's going to have on us, because it doesn't make any difference if you have 20 courtrooms, if you don't have judges. But I want to hear that from you. And maybe I'm wrong. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers has been doing this for, gosh, going on 17 years. And during this COVID extravaganza that we're running on right now, she is looking for some more amazing people to help and to join her team. They provide the most amazing care for people, whether it's a couple of days a week, a couple of hours a week to help people who may be getting over surgeries, or if it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Sharon Clark has the people there to help you. And I can tell you, Sharon will not have anybody in your home, because she meets with you and finds out what works for you, that she would not have in her own home. Any of her employees that she would have would be more than happy to have in her own home. So that says a lot. So if you've been thinking about maybe this is something you'd like to do, you'd like to help people, whether it's full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. We'll be right back. It's 45 degrees. It's going to be going up to about 65 today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 19th of November, 8:35 in the morning, and it's 45 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. An extra discount. They always give discounts to seniors and veterans, but an extra discount during the month of November to our veterans out there. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and I want to move to the new courthouse because I drive by it every morning at 6:15 every morning. I look at it. It's getting bigger and bigger and more. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. What impact will that have on our criminal justice system, this new courthouse?
Certainly. Well, some of the good things is that we're going to have a lot more modern courtrooms that are going to have the technology capabilities that are going to help us a lot. I mean, right now when we're doing jury trials, it can be difficult at times to not have the technology access that you need. So that's supposed to be a lot better in the new courthouse. So we're looking forward to that. but outside of that, we're going to still have the same number of judges that we currently have. Mm-hmm. There is room to expand if we're able to get more judges
appointed. Can we use more judges?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are down. I think I've heard the number like 4.75 judges. So based on the way they kind of allocate judges statewide. We did get a new judge recently, but we still need 3 to 4 more judges. Right now, I know we had talked about the number of judges doing jury trials,
yeah.
But it did actually go up to 5 recently with that new judge that was appointed. So now mm-hmm. we do have 5 trials going per week, but like I said, we can have and frequently do have 10-plus trials set to go out each week.
Wow.
So it can, even with 5, it's 5 judges doing jury trials, it can be very, very difficult.
So we could use 7.
We could
8.
We could use a lot, that's for sure.
So how do I become a judge? Do I have to be appointed? Do I have to have, like, a law degree?
You're going to have to be an attorney first.
Oh, okay. Well, so. All right. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning. You have a question for our DA?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I do. Speakers, with all the break-ins of homes and businesses and vehicles, how long does that DNA last? And how is it collected? And when they are looking for DNA, how do they what are they looking for? And can you take it off of a pry bar that they've broken into the into a place with? And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that's a good question. So DNA is something that can definitely help solve crimes. The location, the not location, but the surface is going to make a difference. So if it's a surface that they can get it off of, that's going to be helpful.
I would say
a pry bar is probably something that they could get DNA off of. I'd be surprised if they wouldn't. But the problem is that, you know, it has this object, whatever they're trying to get DNA off of, has it been out exposed to the weather? How long? Have other people been holding it, such that the DNA that was left by a suspect could be, wiped off or covered over or eroded in some way? So frequently, like if there's a homicide scene, we're going to have crime techs that are going to come out, or Department of Justice labs going to come out, and that scene is going to be frozen so that those samples can be collected while they haven't been disturbed. That can be done in other cases, like you said, in theft cases, but it's probably not done very frequently, and unfortunately that does come down to a lot of times is resource issues, because even on homicide cases, it's going to take us a long, long time to get DNA processed through our local Department of Justice lab, just because they have so much work, because they don't service just Shasta County. They service a lot of counties in the North State.
Okay. Let's talk cold cases, because there's just been a big breakthrough in a cold case from 25 years. Is that right? Or am I?
Yeah, 25 years.
Okay. And I know you can't get into, you know, maybe real specifics of it, but you've got, is there what, an officer assigned? It's all they do is cold cases?
No, the way, so it's going to be in our local agencies. They all have their own cold cases that have happened throughout the years. They usually maintain a list of what those are, and they're going to revisit them. Whether it be yearly or every 2 to 3 years, whatever, depending on the department, what their policies are. And it will be assigned to a lot of times a new, not a new investigator, like experience-wise, but a new person who hasn't been involved in that case at times, so that they can read through that case again, excuse me, and kind of bring a fresh set of eyes, relook at the evidence, see if there's more stuff that can be tested that hasn't been tested before, or with new advances in science now, something that couldn't be tested in the past can be tested now.
And DNA, of course, is one of those big things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is something that we have already talked about on this case.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, obviously, about the Christine Monroe case.
Right.
Is the advances in technology that allowed for us to be able to get a DNA profile under the fingernails that were able to lead to Watkins, who was serving time in prison in Texas.
And there was one person that had confessed to it, but the investigators didn't believe that he had done it. He had so many different aspects of the case wrong. So then this guy's DNA came up.
Right. So that's, you know, that's the way it's going to work. And then a lot of times once they feel like they have this new lead and they're working it and it's looking like it's a promising, they're going to start reengaging with my office. That's what this happened this past June, mm-hmm. when they started getting this evidence and it was looking like it was headed somewhere. So we're able to assign a prosecutor who has the homicide experience to work on that, who's going to work directly with them, which we did in this case. We had a senior deputy DA, Kelly Cafel, worked with the Reading Police Department very closely ever since this past June to get what we needed to ultimately bring some justice to that case.
Well, that closure
right.
for the family, and their comments were very heartfelt. But can you talk about what that break was? What did he see that was different?
That was the advances in the technology.
In the technology. So did he, like, okay, we've got this DNA, and you can put it into a nationwide, obviously into some kind of nationwide DNA thing, saying, this is the DNA from this case, and then the computers check and say what matches against this DNA?
Right.
Is that how it usually works?
Yeah, that's kind of a basic explanation of it, yes. But it was the advances in technology that enabled them to do the search under the fingernails to get a DNA profile.
Yeah, so she had fought him when all this was going on. Okay, so then they ran it against her. Hey, by the way, we have this guy. We have a hit on this DNA, and, oh, he just happens to be in a jail in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, so, congratulations then to going back and taking a look at this thing from our police department, and you all running it through, so we got this guy.
Yeah, it's great.
Back here now?
He is back here. Investigators with Reading Police Department did a great job, as well as CAFL from my office did a great job on working on that. He is back here. He has been arrested. He's made his first court appearance. He has another court appearance in 2 weeks. but another concept that came into play in this case that's important to talk about is the fact that he was only 17 at the time of the crime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so and how that impacts these cold cases. So the age of the offender is going to impact their case. So in homicide cases, there's no statute of limitations, meaning we can file that case at any time while the perpetrator is still alive. So it's 25 years later. He's 42 now. Well, what do? Prop 57 changed the law. Any minor has to be filed in juvenile court. Doesn't matter that the perpetrator is now 42 years old. So his case has been filed in juvenile court. And we have to go through the process to request him to be certified up and tried as an adult. So it's just,
and that can be turned down, right?
It certainly can be. That's something that the judge would rule on. And we're going through that process right now.
Okay. We've got to take a break here. There's a number of things that are going on. And something like this. So he's 17. Was he homeless? Or was he... okay. All right. We can't talk about that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by somebody that wants to help take care of you. And that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's been helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners for a long time. And if there's anything that this woman doesn't know about insurance, it hasn't been invented yet. But the way they keep changing the laws, it probably... And she is constantly, and her people are constantly going to classes about the changes in insurance laws and insurance coverage. So when you call her and talk with her or sit down with her or one of her really well-trained associates, they're going to be able to help you for these unsettled times. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, but give them a call at 221-0441 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 19th of November. I can't believe it's Thursday already. Trish isn't here today. She'll be back next week. 45 degrees out there, going up to 64. And tomorrow's about almost exactly the same. The low tomorrow is going to be 41, and the low Saturday is going to be 37. So it's getting cold out there. We may have a chance of rain on Sunday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy and his team, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in probably California, teaches in over 46 different places. And it's the most complete CCW training you're going to get. If you just want to learn how to shoot a pistol, go to give Northern Firearms a call. If you want to learn about defense of your home or how to shoot a shotgun or a carbine, you can give Northern Firearms a call. They have classes for all of these, and you can go online and sign up. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, the Shasta County District Attorney, and it's that time of the year again that we need to start reminding people that our little Denizens of the street are out there with their little they have ways of shattering your windows in your car with their little thing that you can't even see. It's a little it's a string and something and a rock or something that's very hard that just shatters your side windows, and if you've got things in the back of the car.
Yeah, definitely. It's that time of year too where people are shopping more, they are maybe have their guard down, they're in that more festive mood, and there's a lot of people out there who are wanting to take advantage of that to steal your car, steal the packages out of your car, going from store to store and leaving your packages in the backseat of your car is not a good idea. Put them in your trunk if you've got to go from one store to the next, and put them in the trunk while you're at that store, not once you get to the parking lot of the next one, moving them. Because there's people who are in parking lots looking for that. They're looking for easy things to just smash windows out and grab.
Well, and the thing is, too, is that you've got to constantly I like to call it code yellow, condition yellow, where you're just aware of things that are happening around you. When you get out of your car, look around. Is there anybody out there that's just kind of wandering around? Or when you come back out of a store, you look out in the parking lot where your car is, and there are people around that perhaps you don't want to go out there right then. So you can always go back in the store and get security. Go out with you.
Absolutely.
So, and then homes. During this time of the year when people have their Christmas there. How about home burglaries? Do they go up during this time of the year?
For the actual statistical trends on that, you'd probably be better off asking RPD or sheriff for some of them.
Yeah, next month when the chief comes in, we'll talk about this. But there's scams.
There's definitely an uptick when you get anywhere near the holidays. You start getting an uptick in scams. You know, the people who are calling, trying to take advantage of people's generosity around this time period to get money to raise for, you know, charities or donate to people who are poor and can't have their can't buy their own Christmas presents or whatever it may be. There's a huge variety of scams. And, the things are the same to always remember is that when you get that call, it's better to not give any donation over the phone like that. If you want to and you're so inclined to give to a certain cause, you need to get off and do your own research to reach out yourself to that organization, if it is in fact a real organization, and do that. But that call that you get at night or early in the morning or whenever it may be on a weekend or day of the week, just be skeptical of those calls and the emails. I mean, they come in now through emails, text messages, through social media, you're seeing them in all those different platforms, and there's really an uptick around this time. So just do your due diligence, do your own research. Don't make those split-second decisions to give over your personal information or your money or your bank account numbers or anything like that.
And they make it sound so real.
So real.
Social Security, the IRS, none of those are going to call you on the phone and tell you that you've got to do something, and it ends up you giving up your Social Security number or something.
Right.
So just be aware of that.
Right.
During this COVID time frame, do you see, I call it collateral damage, of people being locked in? Kids can't go to school in this. Are you seeing an uptick in domestic violence, things like this?
Yeah, so we definitely do have a lot of domestic violence cases, child abuse cases, all of that. And we have been working, if we just look at the child abuse angle, we've been trying to do more proactive work because we don't have a lot of times teachers now, if the kids are distance learning or whatever, trying to find a way to make sure that they're not being abused. If they're not in the classroom, you don't have teachers who are seeing that. So working collaboratively with a lot of other agencies in the community these kids aren't going to school. How can we get the resources out to their house to do some checks to make sure that they're not in a bad situation? So there's been a lot of extra proactive work being done now that's different because of COVID to try to reach out to kids and families and make sure people aren't in those abusive situations. But you're right with, people, the stress is not now. Holiday times are always stressful, but you add on top of that people not having jobs, businesses being forced to close down, unemployment rates and all that, put those stresses on families that can increase abuses in the home.
Well, one safe place when they were on said that they had like almost a 40% rise in phone calls over the last couple months. For domestic violence cases. And domestic violence doesn't necessarily mean physical violence. It could be some other thing. And we've had the people on talking about adverse childhood experiences during this time frame and how everybody's fears is the collateral damage on shutting and locking people up.
Yeah.
This is going to go on for years. Even if they find a vaccine that wipes out COVID, out COVID.
Continuing to see the impacts that this is going to have on families and children, and it'll be interesting to see how that all.
So, do you
out.
How are you doing? We got like a minute and a half left here to ask this question, but what is your strength? Is the number of people you have? I mean, you're always looking for DAs. Or assistant DAs, I should say.
Yeah, so we've got, there's myself and chief deputy, and then we have senior deputy district attorneys and then deputy district attorneys. This is kind of the way it's structured.
Right.
We are currently hiring right now for a deputy district attorney position, and we advertise that statewide all over the place. And, yeah, it has seemed for quite a while we've almost continuously had positions that have been available, which is a lot different than, say, 10 years ago when it was a lot harder to get a DA position.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really what they're seeing up and down the state, which I think is a combination of a lot of the attitudes that we are seeing, not only statewide but nationwide, about law enforcement and being involved in that has impacts on people who have an interest to even go into that. And the changes in the law that impact our ability to do our job can decrease, you know, job satisfaction or that draw even into that profession. But I have seen, actually, since COVID started, our recruitments have gone way up.
Wow.
And I think that, you know, maybe that.